Will be brewing on the government backbenches over the offer from the international airlines group IAG to buy Aer Lingus. A number of government TDs have said they want cast iron guarantees on employment and on the Heathrow landing slots before they support any sell-off. Our reporter Justin McCarthy spoke to government TDs at Leinster House last night to get their views.
The announcement by the Transport Minister Pascal Donoghue that an interdepartmental group is to make contact with IAG about its offer for Aer Lingus indicates that at the very least the government is considering selling its shares in the airline, and that alone has made some backbenchers jittery. Labour's Brendan Ryan is a North Dublin TD who wants the government to reject the offer for its shares in Aer Lingus.
My concerns are around the strategic interests, and obviously would be kind of connectivity, the Heathrow slots, tourism, business interests, the fact that we're an island nation, but not least the potential for job losses that might arise in terms of consolidation a merger and merging of key aspects of the business. So my view is that the state should, those interests are best served by the state retaining the 25% that it has. Now, I'm conscious that the offer on the table, IAG want the 25% that the state have, but I'm inclined to push back on that and say, look, what we're concerned about, the government should be concerned about, is strategic interests.
And other Dublin TDs like Labour's Joe Costello and Fine Gael's Alan Farrell believe the sale shouldn't go ahead unless the government receives guarantees around the protection of jobs and the Heathrow landing slots, which provide international connectivity.
I think there has to be guarantees sought. I think it's going to be very difficult for Labour TDs in particular to go into the Dáil and to vote for the sale of the Aer Lingus holding in Aer Lingus, the government holding in Aer Lingus, unless they are quite satisfied that the conditions are clearly laid out in relation to the important issues that concern people, people's employment, the connectivity in particular, the slots. All of these issues are absolutely crucial.
If we lose those slots, I'm not so sure that Ireland will retain its competitive edge over a lot of the European nations. And I think that on that basis, for what you've outlined, I think I might have to urge a different approach than the one we are currently taking.
But if the Heathrow slots are important to Dublin, they're seen as vital to Cork and the areas serviced by Shannon. In 2007, the Shannon Heathrow slots were redeployed by Aer Lingus for its Belfast routes, and TDs Pat Breen from Clare and Kieran O'Donnell from Limerick say the area suffered.
I was there in 2007 when the slots were removed and went to Belfast, and it was terrible in the region, and obviously it had a devastating effect in both tourism, in both industry, and when the slots were returned, obviously it made a big difference to the region again. Since then, we've seen a lot of foreign direct investment in the region, and I think it's vital that connectivity to Heathrow is maintained.
Shannon Airport was recently made independent by this government. It's proved to be a great success. We lost Heathrow slots back in 2007 to Belfast, and we saw the huge negative it had on Shannon Airport, and for me, what I want to ensure is that nothing undermines that continued success. So the Heathrow slots are vital for our region.
But it's not clear how the government could hope to protect jobs and the Heathrow landing slots if it disposes of its stake in Aer Lingus. And government TDs say verbal guarantees from IAG won't be enough. Cork Fine Gael TD Jerry Buttimer wants the government to get cast-iron assurances that the Heathrow slots will be maintained before any shares are sold.
I think the Heathrow slots are critical to Cork. I think we need to have that cast iron guarantee. And I think that the process that we're undertaking as a government must really look at the issue of Cork Airport and the slots, not just for Cork, but also for Shannon as well.
Jerry Buttimer, Fine Gael TD, ending that report by Justin McCarthy. It's 7:30.